Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And this is another episode of our New Year resolutions that I recommend to you and me and that I publish in our newsletter. And that if you want them, you can still get them. We'll be glad to send them to you. If you want to go to the website, jbsba.com, and click on one of the email links, and we'll send it to you. I've been talking about financial statements, and I've been talking about making sure that you understand you not only have financial statements, but that you understand how to manage with your financial statements. And the last time we talked about this, we talked about budgets, how to establish and the importance of establishing budgets. And how to do that. And so we talked about that. Now I want to talk about capitalizing your business. And I mentioned this a little bit earlier, but let me give you the resolution on this one. I resolve to spend more time considering my company's long-term capital requirements and build a capitalization strategy based on more on retained earnings and less on debt. Now, that's actually a two-parter. The first part is to consider the company's long-term capital requirements. First, let me repeat something that I said earlier in the week, and that is that your small business is capitalized from one of three sources, or maybe all, I shouldn't say one of, from any of three sources. One is investment, direct equity investment, and that's the $1,000 that you put in to capitalize your company to get it established. And the other, or it could be some money that Aunt Minnie loaned you, or maybe even a venture capitalist, maybe an angel investor gave you some money to put in. So that's okay. That's one of them. But as you know, as most of you know, most small businesses aren't exactly flush with investor capital, whether it be from you or from anybody else. Most small businesses don't have that much equity investment, direct equity investment in their businesses. If you look at a business if you look at 1,000 small business balance sheets, you'll rarely see more than $10,000, and many times it's $1,000 or $2,000 in actual capital that was invested in that business. That's one. The second one is through borrowing money from somebody or a bank. Most of the time, it's from a bank. And small business owners, that's where we get the lion's share of our working capital, of the capital that we use to grow our businesses, to start and to grow our businesses. The lion's share comes from banks. That's number two. Number three is, you remember the commercial where the guy says, "I got my money the old-fashioned way, I earned it"? That's number three, retained earnings. These are the profits that you leave in the business. Now, I want to come back to that in just a minute. I want to go back to the first part of this, which is spend more time understanding and considering my company's long-term capital requirements. And so what I mean by that is, when I say long-term, right now, if you have a going business and you have a bank loan, maybe you have a credit line with your bank to help you fund your receivables and your inventory. Well, you also know that as long as you're going to be in business, you're probably going to owe somebody some money. I don't know too many businesses that are completely out of debt, and you know what? I'm not sure that's even a good idea. To be completely out of debt, but the goal should be that you have left enough retained earnings in the company, which is to say that you didn't pay it out to the owners. I guess the best way to say it is you paid your company first before you paid yourself, because what retained earnings do, earnings that you leave in the business, in the form of cash, in the form of inventory, in the form of equipment, any kind of working capital like that. Equity is working capital too. Any of that that you leave in the business rather than distributing it to the owners, that's rainy day money. That's rainy day stuff. That's the kind of thing that allows you to weather the storm. The people who are in business today, after having gone through the last 3 years, most of them are people, are companies, small businesses that had some kind of equity larded back, stuck back, that they had preserved, and here's why. That equity did two things. It number one, they were able to live on it. I saw a nature program the other day where a whale got stuck in the Arctic and couldn't get out because and all he had was one breathing hole. But he couldn't go and eat anywhere because he only had this one breathing hole until the ice broke up. Well, the way he survived, the narrator said, was because he was living off of the fat he had laid back. Well, that's what retained earnings can do. It can actually give you the ability to weather the storm, but here's the other thing it can do. You can leverage that with your bank. Bankers like seeing retained earnings in businesses. They don't require that the equity in your company is invested capital. That's not important to them. They don't mind seeing that. They like it when they see that. But what they really like is seeing a nice, healthy equity at the very bottom of the balance sheet, a healthy equity line at the bottom of the balance sheet. And most of the time for small business owners, that number is a result of retained earnings, the earnings that you leave in the business. And so if you've got some retained earnings, that means that you've got the ability to weather some storms. And if you need a little bit of help from your bank to weather the storm, and they see that number, they see a nice number in your retained earnings, they'll loan you money even though things are tough, because they can tell that you paid the price, you did a little bit without, you deferred your gratification in order to make your company strong. So it's the retained earnings help you in reality while you're running the business, and it helps you as you deal with your bankers, because it shows them that you're a dedicated and a professional and a serious business owner. 20 After, stay with us. We'll be right back and talk some more about capitalizing your company on the other side of these messages. Blasting Game, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget all the cool things you can do there on our website. It's all for you. It's all free, thanks to me and our very loyal sponsors, our sponsor partners. Okay, I want to come back and talk to you about the long-term capital requirements of your company. If right now you are heavily leveraged and you've got very little equity, that may be okay, because if you're starting your company, that's typical, that's normal. But if you've been around a long time, if you've been in business for 10 years and you don't have a whole lot of equity left, you know, that means that either you got a bad business model and your model is not performing, or could mean that you're paying yourself first. And what you have to remember is that you need to think about making sure that you pay your company first, because your company will take care of you later. When things get tough, your company will take care of you. But if you spend all the money that you make when it comes in, then, you know, this business is not going to be able to look after you because you've starved it of the capital. So make sure that you focus on those things. And so if you have a good year, okay, that means you probably worked hard. Give yourself a little bonus, but pay your company first, and do all that within having your vision focused on the long-term capital requirements of your company. For example, if you need a computer, Say you need to buy a $5,000 upgrade for computers and software. You got a, you know, you're trying to install a pretty sophisticated piece of capability. Well, do you have to borrow that $5,000, or could you write a check for it? I'm not saying that you should write a check. I'm saying I'd like for you to have the option of either writing a check or borrowing the money. And when you get to the point where you can have those options, that's when you know you've got a financial, a sound financial company, when you can do that. When you can pay for a truck instead of financing it, which I'm not saying that's the right thing to do. But the main thing is just think about those retained earnings, because retained earnings will help you to borrow less money. Now, some companies, some businesses, especially if you're in the distribution business, you're going to have to borrow money. If you're in the construction business, and in a lot of industries, you're going to have to borrow money to grow your business, because typically your profits won't be enough to fund the growth that you're wanting to experience. But after several years, you should be funding more and more of that growth with profits and less of it with debt. And that's the thing that I want you to, that's the thing I want you to focus on and try to think about, and get an accountant to, if you don't understand, you know, the retained earnings situation, you don't understand how all that works, and if I'm not doing it a good enough job, get an accountant, get a CPA to explain to you. Go to your banker, especially if you're a fairly new company. Go to your banker and say, you know, tell me what you guys like to see when you look at a balance sheet. What do you like to see in there? And what he or she will tell you is, we like to see a healthy line. You know, when you got the balance sheet, the top line, the top section is, those are all your assets. The bottom section are your equities and liabilities. And there's one line there that's just above the balance line. There's one line there that says equity, owner equity, probably is what it says. And that needs to be a healthy number. It needs to be something, there's no way for me to say what that number should be. I don't even know what percentage it should be, but your banker may have an idea about that. Your CPA may have an idea about what your equity should be. And I'd like for you to find out what that target number is, and I'd like for you to work toward that. And that might mean that you say, okay, what do I want right now? I've had a good year in 2003. And I've got some cash here, actually. We've got some cash. We've got some profits that actually have manifested as cash. And so I could take a nice bonus. I could buy myself a boat. I could take a trip around the world. I could, build a pool. I could join the country club or whatever it might be. So what I want you to do is I want you to say, okay, now I can do that, or I can leave 80% of that money, 75% to 80% of that money, in my company. And what will that do for me? And then you can say to yourself, okay, do I want a pool, or do I want to make sure that this whole lifestyle that I've come to know as a business owner, that I now love, and that I love the way it feels, I love the life that I have, or do I want to make sure that that lifestyle is able to be perpetuated? Well, If you come up with answer B, which is the one I hope you come up with, then you'll say, all right, I'm going to give myself about 20%, 10, 20, 25% of that bonus, of that money, and I'm going to leave the rest of it in the company, because that's how you're able to make sure that you perpetuate your company, is through retained earnings. And because I'll tell you what, folks, we're headed into a pretty exciting period, I'm convinced, in the economy. But I can tell you this, Mr. Newton's law of gravity is alive and well in the marketplace, because as whatever goes up will come down eventually. Think about that. 29 after. I'm going to take a quick break. I'll be right back with Bill Huss and John Fox. We're going to have some fun with these two attorneys. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot. And I want to sleep.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.